We're continuing with Ahavat Chesed. We're in the second section, the 17th chapter. Ubahachi nicham adita bepikat avreza perk tetvav ala pasuka inatati lefanecha ayom tachim vetatov vetamavet vetara. And now we can better understand the Medrash that explains the verse. Hashem tells us, behold, I have given before you today life in that which is good and death in that which is bad. Explains the Medrash. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said, Harei shnei dvarim alalu natati lehem leYisrael. I've given Israel these two things, achat shel tova v'achat shel ra'a. One is good and one is bad. Shel tova hi shel chayim, good is life. V'shel ra'a hi shel mavet, and bad is death. Shel tova yesh ba shnei drachim. Within the path of good there are two paths. Echad shel tzedakah v'echad shel chesed. One is the path of charity, the other is the path of kindness. Ve'eliyahu zachur latuv mimutza b'neihem. And Eliyahu of blessed memory is standing there in between these two paths. Uchsheba adam nichnos, and when a person comes to enter one of those paths, Eliyahu machriz v'omer, Eliyahu declares and says, Pitchu she'arim, open the gates, v'yavo goy tzadik shomer emunim, and let the righteous nation who maintains their faith enter. Ushmuel anavi omed min shnei drachim alalu. And Shmuel the prophet also stands between these two paths, ve'omer and says, Be'ezet derech elech, which path should I go on? Im elech b'shel chesed shel tzedakah tova mimena. If I go down the path of chesed, the of kindness, while the path of charity is better. V'im elech b'shel tzedakah shel chesed tova mimena. And if I go down the path of charity, well, kindness is better. Ela ani me'id alai shamayim va'aretz, but I bring as testimony upon myself, I call upon the heavens and the earth to be my witnesses, that I will hold on to both. I will not let go of either. I will take them both to myself. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said, Shmuel, ata amata ben shnei adrachim hatovim ha'elu. Shmuel, you stood between these two paths, these two good paths. I swear I will give you three good gifts. This teaches you that whoever desires and does charity and acts of kindness inherits three good gifts. These are the gifts. Chayim, tzedakah, v'chavod. Life, charity and honor. Shenemar, as the verse says, Rodef tzedakah v'chased, yimtza chayim tzedakah v'chavod. He who chases after charity and kindness will find life, charity and honor. Ayen sham. So you could look over there. This is the Medrash till here. Now, harei lefanecha kechol ma shekatavnu. You see, the Medrash is supportive of what we said. The Chafetz Chaim had said, we have a Gemara in Sukkah that tells us that kindness is much greater than charity. The Chafetz Chaim says, yes, but there are definitely instances where charity is greater than kindness. Kindness is when you give the guy a loan. Charity is when you give him a gift. You know what? In many instances, it's much harder to give a gift and part with something than it is to give a loan. And there are instances where if you give the guy a loan when he is in financial ruin, well, you're just adding pressure to his life. Give him a gift. So the Chafetz Chaim says, yes, the Talmud explains to us the benefits of kindness over charity. But you have to realize that there are instances where charity is greater than kindness. And so the Chafetz Chaim says, you see this concept here in the Medrash. Because when Shmuel is standing and deliberating between these two paths, Shmuel says, well, should I go down the path of kindness? Charity is better than kindness. So the Chafetz Chaim says, you see, that's exactly what I said. There are instances where charity is better than kindness. And then Shmuel says, yes, but kindness is also better than charity, because there are instances where kindness prevails. It's better than charity. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, a person has to strengthen himself when it comes to charity as well. He has to be very diligent to do charity and not only kindness.